Previously on PETA's Most Hated Podcast, where we apparently shoot dogs on a regular basis and hold knives to their throat. And that's about all I can really... I'm in such a rage now that I can't even fathom anything else. But we killed some robots that our dumb robot decided to antagonize.
Okay, so today, well, I'm going to do the previous load. Alright, previously on A Pint of Cthulhu Fallout. Our team haphazardly found themselves in an atrium with robots shooting at them. For some reason, our mercenary Max Power decided to threaten a small dog rather than engage in combat, while everybody else dealt with the problem at hand. With the robots now successfully dispatched, the team find themselves in the middle of the atrium, a couple of injuries, and with no idea where to go next. Winnegan herself had a wee look around to see if there was any clues as to where she should go, and found the blood trail of the young woman continuing through the vault to the exit at the left-hand side of the atrium, which appears to lead to the research department according to the blueprints that she found. So, with that said, what would you all like to do from here?
Gertrude could use some medical attention.
Bear in mind that Max Power still has the hold of a dog and has a machete at its neck.
Alright, I set the dog down. I'll put my machete away.
Excellent. Jeez. It's a good start to the episode. Thank you very much for putting the dog down.
Hey, Tuken, how hairless is your dog? Like, it looks somewhat bald in the picture, but is it like... How much fluff is
it? I would say, if you look at it, you don't know if it has mange or not. It's questionable.
Okay, cool.
You realize we're we're in an irradiated wasteland. You'd be glad it has any hair at all.
Okay.
Dog meat has hair.
Yeah, dog meat is unrealistic. All right, we're just gonna go ahead and say that this is an irradiated
dog
world. There's no reason a perfectly fine German Shepherd in a massively irradiated wasteland is going to exist. So yeah, I doubt that.
All right then, obviously I have some experience with a vault. I believe this will be the most defended area we see, at least for this main chunk.
Smooth skin, Gertrude need medical attention.
Or Max could use some too.
Dr. Rast comes into the atrium now, happy that you've dealt with those robots. Very, very grateful. He's like, thank you. Is there anything I can do to help? He's happy to render assistance to anybody needing any medical attention.
God, would have bullet wound.
I would like to get some healing too, if that's okay, Doc.
Alright, so Max Power, Gertrude and Winnegan all surround Dr. Rast, and he takes them one at a time and gives them the medical attention necessary to gives them medical attention.
I think Gertrude will be a bit ambitious for that, Matt.
Alright. Snufflepuff makes her way back to Billy Bob and
so we all back
curries full? Back into the handbag that she came out of.
It's alright, girl. I'll make sure it doesn't happen again. I promise.
Right. So, while the blood trail and the girl are probably to the left, it would be a good idea to get into the office and see if there's any relevant details about whatever the hell happened here. We should also raid the kitchen for a couple of supplies.
Good idea.
I don't reckon we'll encounter too much resistance in these areas, so if we want to split up to get it done quicker, that would be a good idea.
Can Gertrude get healed first?
Yeah, the doctor's healing you.
Yeah, the doctor's doing, don't worry.
Ah.
Are we getting healed back to full? Or
yeah, you're all getting healed back to full health.
Even Max?
Even Max. You took the least damage, yes. You're getting... you're fine. All you did was get bit by a dog.
I know. I just want to make sure I don't end up getting rabies and dying later in an episode, you know? So is there like a rabies vaccine that I can get from you, Doc?
Don't worry. Yeah, the doctor had all the necessary dog bite vaccinations for you. It's all good.
While you won't get rabies, you may get scabies. It is a known risk with that dog. So who wants to go to the kitchen? I'm happy to take that part.
I'll go with you.
Any supplies? Could I perhaps... Billy Bob? Would you like to come as well?
Absolutely. And then I just like give a look to Max Power, and I give the finger. I'm like, fuck you. All right, let's go.
All right, Gertrude, so when again... Sorry.
I think Gertrude will go to administration.
Max, it might be better if, I don't know, between the robot and Gertrude, if they would be able to handle anything computer-related.
Administration just starts running off.
You seem to perhaps have some stealth-based skills. Perhaps you can help them out with that.
Okay, so Josh, are you following them into the kitchen, or are you going another way?
No, I'm just going to sit right here in the middle of the atrium and wait for them all to get done.
All right, so Josh sort of just hangs around with Dr. Rast in the atrium, the middle of the atrium, while Winnegan and Billy Bob go to the kitchen. And Gertrude and our Miss Handy nurse unit head up to the overseer's office in administration. All right, excellent. So we'll start in the kitchen in that case. As you might have expected, the kitchen is a bit of a mess. There's really not a lot to see in the middle of it. Tables, chairs, sort of all haphazardly strewn about. Lots of mess around. However, it does seem that strangely enough, it does look like there have been people in here recently. People, almost as if people might have lived here at some point. Despite the mess and despite the death outside, it's entirely possible that there have been people in here. Ignoring all of that, there are a few cupboards, a large fridge unit that's obviously not worked or not been working for a long time, and a couple of storage spaces.
Alright. How about we look around for some food or supplies or sign where the people in here went?
Alright, so you just want to have a wee look around and start opening some doors?
Yeah, but as they do so, Winnegan's going to wait for a moment when Billy Bob's got his head like buried in a cupboard or something, and then just kind of see if she can pick up his dog.
She's in a handbag that I carry around. So are you gonna like steal my purse? That's my purse! I don't know you! Do I kick you in the nuts? Is that what I do?
You do know me. Yeah, I'm gonna try and pickpocket, I guess, Billy Bob's dog.
I'm confused. Okay, you know what? I'll play along. I'm gonna look in a cupboard. I'm going to use right, perception.
Excellent. Well, you know what? What you do is you look in one of the biggest cupboards in there, a big storage cupboard, and what you do is you find a whole lot of preserved food. And this is the sort of food that you were given as like camping supplies, the sort of vault standard, like high shelf life food, non-perishable foods, all still intact. So you've got like canned goods, vacuum sealed snacks, all that sort of stuff. And you do find that they are still edible, and you can add these to your camping supply sort of thing, so you'll have no trouble with food on your way back to your vault. As you're doing this, if you don't mind doing a little sleight of hand check for me there, Winnegan.
Sure. Sleight of hat. That's not a thing in this.
No, sorry, it's just the terminology. I do apologize. What you're looking
sneak,
for is
maybe?
A sneak skill. So give me okay. Sneak.
Would you say the kitchen's lit up or not?
There's like a couple of lights still working in the back of the kitchen. However, the storeroom that you're in is just dimly lit by them.
Would I... That wouldn't mean ghost would apply now. Dread. Sure, sneak agility. One success.
Alright, you have succeeded. I'm going to need a quick roll from Billy Bob. Give me a perception check.
Alrighty.
Ooh. Oh, both one success
each. Yes. So, unfortunately, I think that means that Billy Bob has noticed.
God damn it.
That Wendigan's hands are in his purse.
So, Winnie, can I ask what you're doing?
I had something I wanted to see if we could get your dear little snuggle boy to do.
You just hear from out in the corridor, she wants to stroke your wiener.
I wouldn't be surprised if that thing's a dashing, to be honest. Okay. They're fair little bastards.
Yeah, I mean... Do you have a reason why, or you want to observe
her? A little bit of revenge on our dear powers.
I'm listening.
I'm going to send you an image in chat because I don't know quite how to describe this, but this is the current plan.
I'm listening. I'm intrigued.
You want to give the dog a knife?
Yes, I want to give the dog
a knife. Okay, I love it. I love it. I love it. Now, I do have a problem. He's already shot her. So, do we need to, if he kills her, I can't help but say I would kill him. So,
that's fair.
I mean, I do love the train of thought, though. I will go along with it as long as you can promise that you'll help protect her.
While you're both talking in this storeroom, can you both do a perception check for me against survival?
If he does kill her, I will be happy to put him in the ground. Oh. Complete fail.
That's a success for me.
As you're talking, you do hear Billy Bob hears a strange scratching noise coming from one of the shelves above him.
When you don't move now, I hear a scratching noise from something above me.
Possibly just a rad roach?
I mean, I could tell the difference between a rad roach. Really? Like, you think I'm that fucking stupid? Come on.
Alright. And Winnigan's gonna pull out her piss. Actually, if it's something in a cupboard... Yeah, I'll pull out the switchblade and get ready to open the cupboard, I guess.
Alright.
Excited
for him.
As you... continue moving about the canned goods and the preserved foods, you unfortunately interrupt a mole rat that is in the cupboard, dining out on some dehydrated mashed potatoes.
No, not the mashed potatoes!
Lets out one of its strained mole rat screams, and two more of the little creatures burst out of the cupboard along with it. There's now three mole rats in the kitchen with you, and they're on the attack. So.
Alright, well.
Little combat for just the two of you.
Let's do this shit. Let's try Stufflepuff's new knife ability that she's got going on.
Alright, because the successful perception check, I'm not going to say that you're surprised by that. So, Winnigan, you do actually get to get the first move against these mole rats.
Sure, I'm gonna... I guess I'll switch to my pistol and just shoot a roll rat.
Excellent. You've got a laser pistol, yeah?
It's a regular pistol.
Regular pistol, so... Oh yeah, 10mm. Yeah, okay, I see it.
Yeah. And I'm guessing one success hits?
Oh yeah, one success hits. Excellent. So, yep, yeah. It's not a long-range attack or anything like that. You're all good there. So, you managed to do 3 points of damage to one of the mole rats.
Nice.
I'm guessing it's the closest one to you you're shooting?
Yep.
Brilliant, excellent. And I don't think they have any damage resistance. Oh my god, they do? All rats have one physical damage resistance. You only do 2 points of damage to this thing. Oh well. Yep, 2 points of damage to one of the mole rats. The mole rats initiative is 9, so they get to go next actually. And these mole rats are just having a bit of a bite frenzy. All three of them just go for it. And two of them are successful. both of you take a bite each.
Shit.
One of them gets... Holy crap.
Jesus Christ, these things are stronger than the guns.
Yeah, so one of them gets Winnegan for 3 points of damage, and one of them gets Billy Bob for 5.
Jesus!
Do you have any physical damage resistance on you?
I do. I have 4 on my head, and 2 on every other limb and torso.
Oh, excellent. That's grand. So in that case, you only take 3 points of physical damage. So I think both of you take 3 in that case. Unless, Winnegan, do you have any?
No, I have none. I only have energy.
Excellent. Right, so you both take 3 points of damage from these mole rats. One of them critical failed, however. So managed to miss and bite into the metal part of a table and broke its own tooth. It's going to take some damage from that. A d6 of damage for the mole rat. It took 3 points of damage. Snufflepuff. And Billy Bob, it's your turns next.
Let's go for it! Alright, Snufflepuff. Let's give your knife move another a try. So, can I just roll like a normal bite for Snufflepuff, but she's gonna use her knife?
I'm not entirely sure how I'm gonna do this. Not something I was expecting to happen, but let's have a look at Snufflepuff's character sheet, see if there's a way for me to do this.
It's gonna be a training thing. It's like a training montage from Rocky.
The Eye of the Tiger.
Right, so the bite does perfect. 3 bite. You know what? We'll just give you an extra damage dice then in that case. So just do the regular bite, and when it comes up to the damage, just put 1 additional dice in there.
Ah, okay.
So roll the bite, and then roll the damage.
Two success. Yeah,
so success there. Roll the damage.
Oh my god.
One damage! God damn it!
Come on.
Yeah, with vicious resistances, you actually don't do any damage at all.
It's a good try, Snufflepuff. We'll get there.
Could I give her my switchblade?
So that's what you did.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. Because that has 2... Never mind.
You gotta remember, Billy Bob, you've got a turn as well. It's not just the dog.
I know. And that's why I'm gonna be like, yeah, it's alright. And I'm just gonna whip out my 10mm and just start popping caps into the nearest bull rat right here.
Excellent. Shoot one of them.
No!
And you miss. Your target was 7, you rolled an 11 and a 12. 2 fails. Is there any, would you like to spend any luck points on any of them for a reroll?
Absolutely. I'm going to spend 2 luck points. I'm going to reroll both.
Alright, just reroll it. Reroll the roll then.
That's 1.
Alright, excellent. So again, so you hit, roll the damage there.
5 damage!
Alright, yeah, so don't have to tell you what happened there. I mean, you've killed it, so how did you kill it there?
Shot it right in the face. Like, it slows down. I literally use, like, my AP from Fallout. You know, my action points, and did my, what's the term?
Is it the VATS you're talking about?
Yeah, it's my VATS. And I just go, it's alright, Snufflepuff, you did your best. And then just, like, very cold, my face changes. I pull out my 10mm and just pop! Right in the face of it. You'll get it next time, Snufflepuff. Don't worry. Just watch Daddy while he destroys everything.
Nice. Excellent. And that's the end of that turn, so it's back to Winnegan. But before we go into the next turn, I'm going to give everybody a chance to react to the fact that they're now hearing gunshots coming from the kitchen.
I thought we'd have already been in administration whilst this is going on. So would we have heard anything?
You still would have heard gunshots coming from the kitchen, yeah.
Max Power would like to
Max
go
Power
investigate.
Max Power definitely would have, yeah, as well, because he's in the atrium.
Yeah, Max Power would like to go investigate and draw his hunting rifle and go running in. Go to the doorway right here, or at least like right here by the corner so I have some cover.
Alright, so Max Power runs into the doorway of the kitchen with his rifle up and ready to go.
No, right there. So I have like some cover behind the door. and then I could point my hunting rifle. And then which one did Toucan down, or Billy Bob down?
Yeah, Billy Bob's down the one that's closest to them. So
okay, then I'll go to the one just north.
Well, hold on. The turn's not started yet. Just wondering how you're reacting. Bear with us.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
All right, Gertrude and...
Well, what I'm saying is, if we were in administration whilst this was going on, would we have not been doing other things?
Yes, but you'd have still heard a gunshot.
I guess I'll come and have a look.
Alright, so we'll just say that you got to administration, you were about to have a look around, and you've turned back in your heels in order to check out the gunshots that are coming from the kitchen. Alright, so I'll be able to add all of you to the next turn round. But, of course, Winnegan's first on it, so... When you go in again.
Alright. Just gonna... it has physical resistance, so I'm gonna use the laser gun, I guess. Feels overkill for a rat, but we'll do it anyway.
Yeah, that's a success. Go for it. Target was a 10, you've rolled a 17 and a 9. With a rifle at reasonably close range. 3 energy damage plus 1 piercing, so there you go. 4 damage to one of the mole rats. The remaining. So actually you have killed it. So how did you kill it there?
Just like getting it, like touching the tip of the muzzle of the laser rifle to the mole rat, basically. And just quick dispatch, leaving only a small scorch mark on the metal counter.
Yeah, you just burnt it to dust on the counter of the kitchen. Away it goes. One more rat left, and before it gets a turn, Josh, Max Power gets one before the more rat can react. So you've ran up to the doorway, you've got yourself into the combat. What do you do?
Well, I'm just going to use my hunting rifle. I'm going to draw on it and aim and take a fire at it.
Excellent. The one time he's close enough to actually use his machete, he decides to use his hunting rifle and he misses. Good choice there, good choice. Brilliant.
Could I spend luck points, or do we not have any?
You should have luck points. Let's have a look at max power. You have 5 luck points to spend.
Okay, and how many luck points can you spend at once? 2 or...?
Well, you can re-roll one dice one time with a luck point, so for that roll you could probably re-roll. You can spend 2 if you wanted to re-roll both of them, or just 1 for 1.
So how would I do it if I wanted to switch to my machete? If, like, sling the hunting rifle over my back, go to the machete, and just run in at it?
You cannot do that with luck points, no. You can't.
All right.
You can't use them to change your entire turn.
All right, well, we'll still use the hunting rifle, but I'm gonna go again, because, you know, max power does what max power does best, and that's fuck things up, so here we go. Hey!
All right, excellent. So you have a success now, so you've managed to luckily... Hitting the mole rat, roll your damage. Excellent, so you actually do 6 points of damage to this mole rat. Physical resistance, step back down to 5. So yeah, 5 points of damage, that's a crippling hit as well. So let's have a look and see what kind of crippling you've done to this poor wee mole rat.
I would like it to explode.
You have entirely shot off its left front leg. So you've managed to remove one of its legs altogether.
Great.
So you now have a horribly disabled mole rat that is unfortunately still able to attack and still going, and it is its turn now. So the mole rat, in a haze of rage and pain, lashes out and continues to try and bite parts off of Winnegan. Unfortunately, it's hobbling and it misses entirely as it flails around with its 3 legs. Tries to get Winnegan and misses. What a shame.
Poor mole rat.
Alright, Cartman, are you wanting to do anything here?
Yeah, I mean, I'm slightly confused. I mean, what side of the room are we on? Am I actually in the kitchen yet, or on the outside of the kitchen yet?
You're outside the kitchen.
Okay, but I've realised something's happening in the kitchen.
Yes.
So, Can I?
Yes, you've come to investigate, and you know what's happening. Okay. You know that we're having a fight with more rats.
Okay. Brilliant. Can I run out with my bloodstone? Try to cut it.
Perfect. Excellent. So you run into the kitchen. You see this already kind of butchered more rat, and you try and butcher it some more. So go in, roll the buzzsaw for me. You had a target of 5, you rolled a 5 and a 19, so that's one success. Roll the damage for us. Oh yeah, you absolutely tear this thing apart with your buzzsaw, so go on, tell us what happens.
Okay, so after hearing the commotion of these mole rats and these gunshots and everything's happening in the kitchen, Miss Handy's interest gets piqued. She bursts through the room, sees the mole rat, instantly activates her buzzsaw and runs at the mole rat, splitting, cutting off its head.
Nicely done. Excellent. Decapitated and also de-booted, I guess?
Yeah, what works. Either way, it's dead.
With a bullet. Alright, and that is all of the mole rats dealt with. You managed to deal with that all extremely well, with only a couple of bites to both of Billy Bob and Winnegan. And now you're all gathered in the kitchen. You found some supplies, and if you're looking back in the cupboard from where you come, where they came from, you also managed to find a collection of Nuka-Cola bottles.
Nice.
Unopened and still in their box.
Oh, hell yeah, these were great back in the day.
Alright, so I'm going to give you all one Nuka-Cola bottle each. Or the equivalent of one each, so...
Sweet.
I guess, Carmen, you can give your Nuka-Cola bottle to someone else if you want.
No, I'm going to drink it right now. No, I'm joking. I mean, I guess I should give it to Billy Bob, as he seems to like him so much.
You're going to give it to me? Oh, that's... You're just a sweetheart.
It reminds you of the good old days.
Dude has an addiction.
To Nuka-Cola? If you think that's what I'm addicted to, you should see me on Friday nights.
Crack and whores.
Friday night? That sounds like fun.
Not your type of fun, big girl. Not your type of fun. No worries. I don't think the drugs I take will even affect you.
It's no harm in trying.
What would Gertrude be like on cocaine?
Except in this world, it's like Jet or like what else is it? There's
you get Jet,
fancy cocaine then,
Mintats.
Psycho,
yeah.
Well, Mintats would just make her smarter, so probably an existential crisis.
Yeah, but you can.
We should get her on Mintats.
They do make you smarter, but you can get addicted to them if you take it.
I think one of you should have Mintats in your inventory.
Can we give them to Gertrude? Wait.
I want to see. I want to see what kind of drugs I got. Do I have drugs? Hold on. I didn't know this.
We're supposed
thing.
To be looking for this man's like bleeding, dying daughter, and we're like, wait a
Where's
minute.
Our drugs?
Let's take drugs.
Where's the drugs? Don't do drugs,
we come
kids.
The kitchen,
don't
like,
do
yeah,
drugs.
We didn't find her, and we're like wiping white dust off our noses.
Well, I see episode 15's named. Where's the drugs?
Does anybody have any chems?
Drug dog. That's what Snuffle's for.
Yeah, in this game, Mentats allow you to re-roll on perception and intelligence checks.
You're not gonna did I have the risk of addiction in this or?
Oh yeah, all of them do.
Oh, okay.
Well, it looks like Mentats is actually one of the most addictive ones.
Oh. Can I go into administration now?
All right. Yeah. So you all want to go into the administration. So is everybody going this time, or is it just the two of you again?
Don't worry. Winnegan and I haven't really fully explored this whole kitchen yet, and I turn to Winnegan in a wink and point to the dog and the knife, like with my eyes kind of thing, where no one can notice. Don't worry, we'll be there just a second.
Alright, excellent. So Gertrude and Miss Handy start heading towards the overseer's office. What's Max doing?
Max is gonna go to the overseer's office as well.
Excellent. And I think Dr. Rast is probably following you as well.
Or wait, this corridor here, has this been explored yet?
It has not, no. So
okay, well, I'm going to go this way. I'm going to go off to the left
to the atrium into this unknown room.
Okay, excellent. So
to the excavation area.
I'll just give you a quick description of what's happening in that little corridor first, and then we'll go up to the overseer's office. So, Max Power has found himself in a bizarre corridor that is just full of, like, boxes and shelves that all seem to be laid across the sides and up against the doorway, as if people were trying to blockade this whole corridor. Looking down the corridor, at the doorway on the other side, he sees some writing that seems to have been hastily scrawled onto the doorway at the other end of the corridor, this corridor leading to the excavation site. Doesn't quite understand what the message says, but it reads, "Don't dead, open inside."
How does that seem familiar?
So
we can't cross the streams, Cap. We can't do it.
So leaving Max Power in this corridor, we'll go up to the overseer's office where Gertrude is there with the doctor and the nurse. Right.
What we steal in here?
Alright, overseer's office. Let's get a little picture on the screen here. There you go. So the overseer's office is looking just as bad as the rest of the vault, garbage everywhere, that kind of thing. Strangely enough, there is a bunch of chairs all set out in a circle. A couple of them even have some vault-suited skeletons still just laying across them, as if they died in this room and were never moved. Around the room, there's the overseer's desk, the computer servers, the computer, a couple of shelves and some cupboards. Otherwise, not much going on there. However, you do notice that the computer system itself is actually still working.
Tin can, you activate computer. Tin can.
Darman?
Yes, I'm here.
We've lost him!
No, I'm still here.
You gonna answer or reply, Vlad?
If I knew what he said and I was listening, then yes, I would.
Can you activate the computer?
I can try. I was just calibrating my inner workings. Anyway, of I'm course. Back now.
Yeah, go on, can I hack this PC or something and see what's on it?
Alright, let's have a look. Terminal. Here we go. Alright, yes, you open up this computer and there's no security on it, so you can just read what is in the computer, no problem there. We've got a couple of different entries you can choose from. One of them says Overseer Manifest, and the other one is Meeting Notes.
I want to read them both, but we'll start with the manifest.
Alright.
Does it have computer game?
Fortunately, there is no computer games on this.
Oh.
Clickety-clickety-clack, the robot manages to open up the first entry on the Overseer's computer. Overseer Manifest, and what it reads is, it says, "The Overseer Vault 95 is an elected individual chosen to run the daily meetings and ensure the other residents adhere to the rules of the Vault Tech Rehabilitation Program. This is not to be considered a position of power, but rather a position of support and servitude. Infractions are to be dealt with using positive reinforcement and encouragement. The residents of Vault 95 are family and share the same path. The position of overseer should not prevent a resident from continuing their own personal journey. An election will be held once a year on October 30th. Residents are encouraged to inform a decision based on awarded merit points as laid out in the program guidelines." End of entry.
Huh. That sucks. So, if you were overseer, you were kind of like everyone's bitch.
What second one?
Wait, Cap. Is this the vault that I'm thinking of? The one that they vote to be overseer, and it's really bad if you are.
I was thinking the same.
No, it's not that one.
But I don't think it is.
That's like in history, it's like the worst, like, you know, like most horrible vault tech experiment that ever was.
Mm.
I love this.
I know exactly the one you're talking about, Toucan. And yeah, no, pretty gruesome stuff.
I think you're going to get an idea on which vault this is once we get to the next one.
Awesome. So what does the meeting note say?
Clackety-clack, meeting notes, there we go. It comes up. Meeting date, 10-23-2082. Overseer facilitator, Jane Myers. Resident Michael has expressed desire to reduce the amount of meetings. He believes chem dependence is no longer an issue. Resident Randall reminded the group that adherence to the program was a condition of living in the vault. Resident Patricia wondered if vault tech even existed anymore. Resident Randall reminded the group that we are all addicts. We may pick up unhealthy habits without the program.
I know what this is.
I expressed agreement with Randall's sentiments. The issue was put to a vote. Vote to continue the program was unanimous.
Yeah, it's the one where they all get clean.
Given what you've just read there, having a look at this circle of chairs in the overseer's office and the people around them, you will start to notice that some of the garbage strewn around the place does appear to be empty packets of drugs of different kinds. Empty jet inhalers, empty psycho injectors.
Ooh, so I might have a good time.
Cool. So now we're slowly figuring out this vault. Are we missing somebody? Where's the other human?
Before you continue, there's one other option on the computer that isn't a log.
Oh yeah.
And that is an unlock door option.
Ooh, a door lock? Maybe we unlock.
Should I unlock the door? Should I press a button?
Yes, unlock door.
Click.
Alright, so you unlock the door. A click is heard from out in the atrium. And you can tell as the door swings open that you have unlocked the corridor to the quarters.
And?
Nope, that's the only door you unlocked.
Should we go and see?
I know what you were hoping
was
going to happen there, but.
go investigate.
All right, so that's the. So you want to leave the administrator's office?
Yeah. Can we call Flanagan and Billy Barb to come and check out the new corridor we opened?
Yeah, no problem. I mean, if you can find Flanagan, I'm happy for you to.
Well, we're kind of.
Yeah, I was questioning that for a minute. Like, wait a minute.
All right, so you guys are still in the kitchen. What have you been doing in the kitchen this entire time?
Someone's in the kitchen
attempting to teach the dog to wield a knife.
Oh, right, so you're just trying to train this dog to use a knife.
Just hold it in your mouth. Don't worry.
Is it a possibility to give? It's possible in the real world. It's far less or more limited in dog weaponry.
Yeah, I'm just going to add an extra damage dice to his bite.
Yes. Hell yeah!
A piercing effect as well. We'll give it a piercing effect.
Yeah, Winnigan would now die for snuffle.
Thanks, sweetie. Thanks.
All right, excellent. So,
speaking of, we never did find out, Winnigan, if you're my long lost great 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 granddaughter. I think we need to figure that out.
I would assume no. I don't think we look particularly alike, but.
Yeah.
Anything's possible, I suppose.
We need to figure that out. That sounds interesting. I don't really care either way, but now my interest is piqued.
If we find a lab here somewhere, maybe we can get a blood test done. I don't know.
Yep, sounds like a plan. All right, sorry, Cap. Go ahead.
No problem. I was just going to ask Max Power what he's up to now.
Nux Power is in the, I'm going to go into the excavation room here, into the doorway, right inside here, just to kind of get an idea as to what's going on in here.
All right, so he's going to walk up to the door that has some that has right that's been obviously blocked by people from this side and has the words "Don't Dead Open Inside" on it. And what he's going to do is he's going to open this door.
Hey, who said I was going to open the door? I was going to bang on it first.
Okay, so you walk up to the door, you bang on it, nothing happens.
Okay, then I open it.
Okay. All right. You open the door. You have a look in. And in front of you, you can't really see much. There's some light coming from the corner to the right. However, all you can see in front of you is just some rocks and some cave in at the moment.
Can I climb over it to see what's going on the other side?
Yeah, you can climb over it and see what's going on the other side. So you walk into the excavation area towards the corner where there's some light coming from. You walk around the corner.
And?
And what you see is 5 feral ghouls.
Have they noticed me yet?
Senpai.
Yeah, so if there's 5 feral ghouls all gathered around in a circle, and as you round the corner, every one of them swivels their head and stares straight at you.
Then I pull up my hunting rifle, and can I pop this one off right here in the lead, right to the right so at the anyway, edge of the circle?
Max, so anyway, Max starts blasting.
Because that's what Max Power does.
Excellent, excellent.
Might as well keep them at bay because I have no backup, and hopefully someone will hear a gunshot, hopefully, as I'm screaming, "Help!"
Absolutely, sir. So you can shoot this guy, no problem. Do a wee hunting rifle shot. Yes, success. No problem there. You're taking out the one closest to you. You do 5 points of damage. Oh, they've got specific resistances, so you have to see where you actually hit them first before I can tell you that. So you hit them in the left leg, which for some reason does have 1 physical damage resistance. Brilliant, excellent. So you have done 4 points of physical damage to the one closest to you.
Well, at least I did something. Hopefully somebody heard me! Help!
Shot it in the leg. Unfortunately, didn't do a crippling strike, so this one's still perfectly capable of moving towards you, which is exactly what all 5 of them start to do.
Great, 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 great.
And we'll do this the same way as we did with it the last time.
Shit. Help! Action. Anybody and out there?
You're on your own.
Is anybody out there?
No.
If so, can you hear me?
We can, I mean, but we don't care.
1, 2,
we will
three,
suddenly go down.
3 doors between, like, you and us.
Yeah, I mean, a smart move might have been run, but nope, he takes his shot.
Meanwhile, the rest of us are, where Ghosty Man gone?
Oh, shit. Shit, fuck, shit, fuck, shit, fuck, shit, fuck. Alright, I switched to my machete at this point. If these motherfuckers are this close, I'm going to start hacking and whacking if they get close.
Which is a song in the Fallout universe. Hacking, whacking, slashing.
Oh, first one failed.
Got a nat 1.
Third one failed.
Same one.
Fourth one failed. You're getting really lucky here.
Yes!
Oh my god.
Only one hit.
One of them actually managed to hit you. So, 5 ghouls all run up and surround Magus Power. all feral and just running, and most of them end up tripping up over themselves because they've not actually had to move like this for, it seems, a very, very long time. They've been stuck in this excavation area, and they are going at you as if they've never done such actions in their life. They're just swinging wildly, most of them missing, one of them hitting you and doing only 1 point of damage.
You call that a hit?
So you got very, very lucky there. Alright, given that everybody else might have heard a gunshot coming from the excavation, what would everybody else like to do before this next combat turn goes on?
Okay, at this point I apologize about the dog. I need help.
From what I can tell about the gunshot, it's a hunting rifle. That means it's max power and he can go fuck himself. So
faintly we just hear an apology from... Oh wait, actually, Billy Bob, I think this lands us with an excellent opportunity, doesn't it?
Snufflepuff, are you ready?
And Snufflepuff barks and yips.
Yip!
But, you know, I do a chihuahua. I cannot go... My voice cannot get that high. But put one in there, Kevin.
Put one in there, Matt.
If I can.
And we go charge in. To go help
you. Running over.
Whilst might not doing do you that, any good, but you just over. See Gertrude run past with sledgehammer in the air going, choo choo!
Alright, so is everybody running towards the hallway?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think so.
Fabulous. Okay, you all start running towards this hallway, all the way up into the excavation. Alright, and you all find max power currently engaged in mortal combat with 5 zombie looking fuckers.
Oh, in reference to that, can Winnegan just go, finish him?
Okay, look. If max power survives this, I'll blood recruit myself.
Well, max power, you said you wanted to move to your machete, right?
Yeah, if they're this close, it's either that or my laser pistol. But let's go with the laser pistol. I'll just try to pick one off at a time until backup, you know, is fully engaged.
Well, backup is here. They're going to be added to the turn, so I'm going to let you go first.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take my laser pistol and at least shoot this one here to the right of me, right around the corner. So let's see what that does. I still have 3 luck points left, right?
You do have 3 luck points left.
I would like to use 2 of them and reroll that.
Alright, excellent. Reroll your shot.
Fuck!
And you failed again. So instead of using your machete at close range, you decided to use your laser pistol and absolutely failed on 2 occasions to make the shot. At point blank range. Good job, Max.
And everyone applauds.
Unfortunately, these ghouls actually have a really high initiative, so it is them next. And again, they're just wildly flailing their arms at you. 5 unarmed strikes. And
3 hit.
A couple of extra. 3 hits this time. This is going to be interesting for Max. He's getting it from a hole. Oh my god. they're tearing the fuck out of you this time. Right, what kind of, do you have any physical damage resistances?
They're tearing you new asshole.
Physical damage resistance? Yeah, I have 1 on the torso.
Excellent. Alright, so let me just make sure that you actually get hit in the torso there. You did. Unfortunately, that did no damage to you anyway. One of them starts scratching in your right arm and does 5 physical damage. That's a crippling shot on your right arm. He really goes for you there, properly tearing into your right arm. A crippling injury to the right arm is, let's have a look, you drop any object held in that hand. So you've dropped your laser pistol.
Great.
And finally, the left arm takes an additional 2 damage, so you take 7 physical damage in total.
Now I know how Luke Skywalker felt.
Alright, Winnegan gets to go next. After seeing Max Perro get his arms torn apart, what do you do?
So, less in defense of Max Perro, and his dirty dog killing ways, or attempting dog murdering ways, but more for the sake of the group, Winnegan is going to take a laser rifle to the skull.
All right, so you position yourself,
the one at the far right,
behind Max Power, and take your laser musket out.
There for a minute, I thought Winnie was going to point that at me and pop me off.
No, someone else has claimed your head. And it isn't me. So that's one success.
Excellent. Yep, roll the damage for that.
And 5 damage.
Brilliant. 5 damage. They do not have any energy resistance, so it takes the full 5 damage. And that's a crippling blow. So where did you hit them? You hit them in the head.
Nice.
So this ghoul is dazed, cannot see clearly, and increases the difficulty of all tests which rely on vision by 2. So unarmed strike counts as that. So the next strike that it does on Josh is going to be an increased difficulty.
Good. We want him to die by the pup's hands, no one else's.
All right. We have next in the turn order is Cartman.
Yep. So, gonna want to fire my laser, right?
All right. You've got 5 options to choose from here. All of them are feral ghouls. Which one would you like to hit?
The one on the very left.
On the very left? The same one that Winnegan just hit with her laser musket? You want to go in there and do a little laser pointer action as well?
Yeah, why not?
Fantastic. So you go position yourself ahead of Winnegan. Take the shot, roll the damage. Oh, there you go, yeah. So your target was 10. You rolled a 10, so that's one success. That's good enough for me. Roll the damage on that. All right, another 3 points of damage. Don't have to worry about where you hit it because we're not crippling it at all again. So 3 points of damage. Let's get 6 HP left. And we've got Gertrude and Billy Bob and Snufflepuff all have the same. So take it in whatever order you want, guys.
Juju. Juju.
So you, this one. Do you just want to run in?
Yeah, I want to do the old pain train on the one that's to the right.
Excellent.
To the left, even.
Do your strength agility check.
Yeah, strength agility.
Alright, so Gertrude just does her pain train. She just runs right into them. The one in the end.
Yeah. Ooh, 3 successes, a 1 and a 12.
Fabulous. So, absolutely no problem there.
With the difficulty of 2, if you succeed, they suffer the damage equal to your normal unarmed damage and are knocked prone.
That's good for you because you've got bonuses on your unarmed damage as well because of your strength. So it sounds like that's 6 damage.
6 damage.
Let me just read that and make sure.
Boop.
And you take the action. 2, if you succeed, the enemy suffers damage equal to your normal unarmed damage and is knocked prone. Excellent, yeah, so...
Well, that's a 7.
It's not damage dice, it's just damage equal to, so it's not a roll. But it's a pretty close amount of damage anyway. It's going to take 6 damage and is knocked prone.
Yeah, 6 is alright. And then I want to bring the sledgehammer down on its face and be like, yeah, you splatty splatty down. No more, Mr. Ugly.
No problem. Bring the sledgehammer down on it. Go for it. Make the roll.
Boop. Oh, quick success and a quick fail.
Okay, roll the damage for that.
Okay. 9.
Excellent. So you just absolutely smashed this ghoul. No problem. And because of that critical fail that you got, you had a target of 15, you rolled a 1, you got 2 successes, and you rolled a 20 at the same time. So you definitely killed the thing, and you definitely broken your sledgehammer.
Oh, not again. Fuck you.
Yep, you got to be more careful with the way that you're swinging that around, Gertrude. You keep on snapping your shafts.
I broke your banjo.
One of the ghouls is now dead. Brilliant. Okay, so Billy Bob and Snufflepuff.
We'd have also got a action point there from the pain train.
That's right, you've got your action points back because of your additional success.
Snufflepuff! Attack! I'm gonna have Snufflepuff do her bite attack.
Excellent. Give me a bite attack with an additional damage dice. Nice, nice, nice. That is a success. You had a target of 8. You've rolled an 8. One success. Okay. Have you got a target in mind?
Who? I'm thinking. Usually.
Yeah, I wonder who it's going to be.
Probably this one. You can see on the map here. It'd be the one directly across from Max Power, about 5 feet in front of it. It does 1 damage with a vicious effect.
Alright, so that's 2. So, in fact, that is just 1 because they've got the physical resistance. So, yeah, 1 damage. So, you have done 1 point of damage to the ghoul directly in front of Josh. Or Max Power, as it were.
And then I'm going to let Snufflepuff do her thing, and I'm going to attack the one directly to that ghoul's left with my railgun.
Excellent. So, take the shot.
Ooh, fail.
Yeah, so target a 7 there. You've rolled a 13 and a 19, so you haven't managed to hit with that railway rifle, but no crit fails there, so you also haven't done any damage to anyone else or yourself either.
Alright, and that's
all right,
my
is that everything?
Yeah, that's my turn.
Brilliant. Back to the start then, and here come the ghouls.
No, great. Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Luckily, you've got some friends now. So only 3 of them are actually attacking you. Only.
Oh, only, yeah. Just 3. 3 of the 4. And I'm missing a hand or an arm.
Okay, 2 of them have hit. The third one fails because of its additional difficulty part, that Winnegan. But that would have been 3 hits if it wasn't for Winnegan's headshot.
Thank you, Winnie. Let's see. Let's see how dead I am.
Okay. Take 4. And 2, you've took another 6 physical damage.
I'm down to 1.
Oh my god, yeah, so they are absolutely tearing into you. speaking of which, I think it's Winnegan's turn before yours, so... one of the ghouls hasn't attacked yet. The ghoul that was pierced by Snuffle's little knife bite is going to try and attack Snuffle itself.
No!
Cap!
Leave the dog alone!
Cap!
But
do it.
Not knowing...
Hey, missed.
Possibly it's just very confused by what happened to it. We don't know. It's a feral ghoul. It's hard to be in their mind or whatever. But the ghoul misses entirely as it tries to swipe at the doggo. Alright, next in the turn is Winnegan.
Alright, tried and true. Gonna try and shoot. Actually, which one attacked? This one attacked the dog.
Yes,
yeah.
The one straight in front of Josh and Snuffle.
Laser musket time then.
So you're gonna get angry and shoot it?
That's a crit, baby!
Excellent. Roll damage for that.
That's just regular damage.
Yeah, regular damage. 4 energy damage. No trouble.
Yep.
Alright, a good hit. Anything else you want to do?
Nope.
Brilliant. Josh, what are you up to? You've got a...
I'm looking through my stuff, consuming some of my vodka that I obtained from a few... times ago. So I'm drinking that. I'm looking to see if I have anything to heal me and retreat. Because I don't think Max Power is going to be up for fighting this.
Yeah, I mean, do you have any stem packs on you?
I'm looking. I don't think I do. I have a medicine check, but I don't think that's going to do anything right.
Not without a stem pack. No, you're not going to be able to heal yourself unless you have a stem pack on you. Let me just check your consumables, because if you've got vodka, that might actually... If you want to drink that vodka, I'm going to see what it actually does to you. Hold on.
What does vodka do to you?
Makes you very, very fucked up in my case. Go-to drink. If I want to get shit-faced, vodka.
Alright, now, vodka does heal 2 HP.
Yeah, I'm up to 3.
Other than that, it doesn't seem to do much to you. It just says alcoholic here, so you got a bit of a buzz on, I suppose. Let's see, alcohol. I think that just makes your next like skill checks a little bit more difficult, just because you're a little bit drunk.
Because I'm wondering if I could fall back here behind the door in this little cove here and see if the good doctor here would mind helping me.
Yes, you can. So brave Sir Power runs away after drinking some vodka.
I stumble around. Fuck, shit, son of a... I'm gonna die.
Yep, leaving the dog to take the brunt of the attacks.
You piece of shit! God damn it!
This is what Winnie gets for not helping me and pulling me back.
Alright, Winnegan and Josh have both had their turn, so the ghouls, so it's Cartman.
Awesome.
What does the Miss Handy do?
That's the question. I mean, should I heal Josh? I mean, I could.
Well, he has run away and the Dr. Rasta is there.
Okay, that's not my problem anymore. So, no, I'm just going to carry on shooting these ghouls.
Alright, so you're going to help with the shooting. You want to shoot or you want to buzzsaw?
Ah, I still want to shoot.
Shoot, excellent. Give me a laser pointer roll.
Yep. There we go.
Alright, success. Your target was a 10 and you have rolled a 10. You rolled a 10 and a 19.
Cool.
No problem there. The damage you've done is... Oh, you've done 6 points of energy damage. Absolutely brilliant shot.
Boom.
Yeah, boom indeed. Which one?
Closest to me or the furthest on the left? The one opposite the dog.
Ah, the one that the one that tried to hit the dog.
Yeah.
Brilliant, excellent. Yes, you have took 6 points of damage off of it. Unfortunately, it hasn't killed it, but it is very low on HP now. And we are on to the Billy Bob, Gertrude, and Snufflepuff rotation.
If I may, Toucan.
Have at it, my good sir.
Thank you. Gertrude want to pain train again. The one that is attacking the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Again. Thank you, sir.
Someone's going to look after the pooch. 2 successes. I take it that would kill it.
Yeah, so you just not. You just basically just barge it out the way, killing it instantly.
And with the momentum, can I then attack the one that's behind it?
Yes, you can.
Ah, very good. I'm going to shove a shock baton up its ass.
Alright, so 2 successes. You smack it with a shock baton. Roll damage for that.
6 energy damage.
6 energy damage. Nicely done. That's a crippling hit. Where did you hit it? You hit it in the right arm. You've broken off the right arm of this ghoul. You know what? You've actually just ripped it off with a shock button for somehow.
Jerky man, your relative, not very nice.
You smell a weird
burning
from the wound
whoa.
That you just caused.
Whoa. Back up. What do you mean, relative? I don't look that goddamn bad. Alright, just saying.
Gertrude beg to differ.
You're one to talk, big greenie.
Gertrude have good complexion. At least Gertrude led not.
You take that back!
Hop along, little man. Hop along.
Are you gonna attack or continue? Or...
Oh, I'm done. I've had my attack.
Yeah, it's your turn.
Oh, all right. I'm going to definitely shoot this one.
The one that Gertrude just ripped the arm off of.
Absolutely. rifle.
You shoot it with what?
I'm just gonna use my railroad rifle.
All right, excellent.
I'm getting
make the shot.
Not like I'm getting good luck, but that's a crit success.
Yeah, that's excellent luck. What are you talking about? And you've definitely got all your AP points back as well for all these additional successes you've been getting. So roll the damage on that.
12. And
all right. Yeah,
physical.
You just
just explodes.
Absolutely no problem. You actually fire it straight into the torso, and what happens is its torso fires back like 12 feet, leaving the head, its remaining arm, and its legs where Gertrude, and they just fall to her feet.
Like a cartoon-esque.
And
oh, jerky man. Spare parts.
Alright, we're going to have a serious discussion later. this is not okay. This is just not okay.
That is three ghouls down and two to go. And it's Snuffle's turn. Are you still sending the dog into fight?
The dog is going to bite the next one.
Excellent, just roll his bite.
And... okay. Success!
Excellent, roll damage.
And one extra dice. 4 damage with vicious.
Nice. Four damage. Excellent, so that is 4 damage exactly. No crippling shots there, so the ghoul's still rolling. And it is now the ghoul's turn. So one of them, the one that just got bit by a dog with a knife in its mouth, is going to try and swipe at the dog, much like its its comrade.
Cap, you wouldn't dare.
How dare?
Do it.
And yeah, again, this dog seems to just be just running rings around them. Because it
missed the trained very well. Went through the training regiment that went again and I
we
put
taught
it
her so well.
We're so proud.
The other one, trying to follow Josh out the way, runs into Billy Bob and swipes at him instead. And succeeds.
God damn it.
Does actually hit Billy Bob.
Rude.
For 3 physical damage.
Where am I?
To the... the left arm.
Oh, that means I only take 1 because I have 2 damage resistance.
Excellent. So 1 damage for Billy Bob. And that's the ghouls done. So Winnegan, your turn next. You've got 1 ghoul attacking Billy Bob and 1 ghoul attacking the dog.
I've got to kill the one attacking the dog. I mean, come on. It's a dog.
Woof woof.
Alright. gonna try and shoot the brute attacking a dog. That's 8 for 10 targets. That's a success.
Excellent success. So you've hit it.
For six damage.
6 damage as well, and it only has 6 HP left, so doesn't matter where you hit it, this thing's dead. So, how did you kill it?
I see it lunging for our dear, mangy rat of a dog and blasts it straight through the head for the sheer offense.
Nice, no problem.
That is now Winnegan's child, thank you.
And as his head turns to dust on its shoulders, the rest of its body just crumples to the floor.
Winnegan, champion of chihuahuas.
Yeah. She's gonna be one of those... She's gonna be one of those people with, like, a crusty white dog that just treats it like a human baby, runs it around in a stroller.
Oh.
Right, Josh, I'm guessing that you just want to take your turn and get healed by Dr. Rast here.
Yes, that is exactly what I was gonna ask if I could do, is if the good doctor would mind healing me.
Yeah, no problem.
And in the style of Dr. House.
Which is a very good
show. Well, considering it's very obvious what's wrong with you, I don't think you need quite as much diagnosis as you would get off of Dr. House, but big Mr. Rast here is more than happy to heal your obvious wounds. He starts by curing your, he solves your broken arm situation, or your torn up arm situation, so you're no longer crippled. And I think I can get 4 HP while in combat, so we'll get you an extra 4 HP on you just now, and we'll be able to see about getting you some more outside of combat as well.
Alright, that brings me up to 7, so that should be good enough for the next turn.
Excellent. Considering the way the enemies are looking just now, I don't know if it's going to take an extra turn, because it's now Mr. Handy's, or sorry, Nurse Handy, his turn.
Well, there's only one guy left, so
yeah,
I'm just gonna attack that last guy.
All right, what are you attacking them with?
I'm gonna go for the buzzsaw this time. They're close enough.
Yeah, they're right in front of you now. Got your buzzsaw out. Roll the buzzsaw for me.
Okay.
Alright, yeah. You have failed the buzzsaw. So your target was 5, you rolled a 13 and an 18. Zero success there. You try and get it with the buzzsaw, but it's moving too fast, and you just swing wide. Right, Gertrude, Billy Bob, Snuffle, who's first?
We can just keep the same method. Gertrude, you can go first.
Ah, pain train. You too, motherfucker. Third pain train in a row. Let's see if third time's a charm. And one success. So yeah, one success, that would be enough to kill it, wouldn't it?
Yeah, so you just fire it straight into Billy Bob, killing it, knocking over Billy Bob. Billy Bob, give me a 1d6 as well.
Oh, damn fuck. It! I'm nice. I let you go first. This is why you repay me.
Gertrude killed it. It's your brother.
Two.
So yeah, so Gertrude runs into the ghoul that's attacking Billy Bob, smacking it from behind, and smacking it straight into Billy Bob, and they both tumble over, rolling on the ground for a bit, Billy Bob taking 2 points of damage from the impact. And that ghoul is dead. So, combat encounter complete. You've killed 5 ghouls in an excavation zone. And you can see the rest of the excavation zone now, and it is mostly just piled down rocks, all that sort of stuff. However, around one corner, there is a table with a safe on it. The safe is locked. So the only thing of note in the excavation room is in the excavation that you can see is a bunch of rocks and one locked safe. And we can end the episode there. Thank you for listening to this episode of A Pint of Cthulhu. If you want to get in touch, you can find us on X and on Blue Sky at Pint of Cthulhu. Furthermore, if you'd like to help out the podcast, go over to our Ko-Fi page, link in the description. So mote it be.